details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026 edition. Continuing with this lengthy, very well-written endorsement statement by the Oakland County Republican Party Chairman Vance Patrick and his co-chair. Vance Patrick continues. As leaders of the largest Republican county organization in the state of Michigan, we cannot overstate how important this is. So you have to understand, folks, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, the most populated counties in our state, Oakland County has recruited even more Republicans than Macomb County, and even definitely Wayne County. They are the largest. Oakland County local government has more than 400 elected positions on the ballot. 400 Republicans are on the ballot in Oakland County. That's amazing. Put it into perspective for Northern Michigan, small counties up here, our very own Antrim. We have 5 Republican county commissioners. We have a county clerk, a county treasurer, a registered of deeds, prosecutor, and sheriff. We have 10 Republicans serving in the top main elected offices in Antrim County. Oakland County has over 400. Vance Patrick goes on to say, every dollar and every volunteer hour that can be invested into our legislative elections, countywide elections, our court systems, the judicial elections, even city, municipal races, townships elections, school boards, local candidates, instead of simply trying to keep the top of the ticket competitive, strengthens Republicans across the board. Perry Johnson doesn't just have the opportunity to win the governor's race. He has the opportunity to lift every Republican running on the ticket alongside him on November 3rd. By continuing to aggressively fund his own campaign while allowing more resources to flow to these down-ballot races, Perry Johnson can help build the kind of coordinated statewide effort our party truly needs at this point in time. As county party leaders, that matters enormously. Our responsibility is not simply to elect a governor. It is to elect every Republican at every level of government, and we believe Perry Johnson gives us that best opportunity to do exactly that. Just as importantly, Perry has consistently demonstrated that he is willing to engage voters directly, answer difficult questions, and make the case for conservative reforms across every corner of our state. Over the course of this campaign, conservatives from every wing of the Republican Party have begun now rallying behind Perry Johnson. former gubernatorial candidates Kevin Rinke, Pastor Ralph Rebant, Ryan Kelly are among the growing number of respected conservative leaders who have put aside their past differences because they understand what is at stake. They recognize that this election is bigger than any one person, and that the unity to our party, in our party, is our pathway to victory. The stakes are simply too high to remain silent. If Republicans are going to defeat Jocelyn Benson on November 3rd, protect our legislative majorities, and elect more Republicans up and down the ballot, and restore common sense leadership to Lansing, we must nominate the candidate who can unite conservatives, earn the confidence of independents, and strengthens our entire ticket from the top to the bottom. Today, we are proud to add our names to that growing coalition. We are joining conservatives, grassroots leaders, former candidates, and Republicans from every corner of the state of Michigan who are coming together to get behind Perry Johnson because they believe he gives our party the best opportunity to win in November. We believe that candidate is Perry Johnson. For all of these reasons, we are proud to support Perry Johnson for governor and encourage Republicans across Michigan to join us in uniting behind his campaign. This endorsement statement signed by Chairman Vance Patrick, Vice Co-Chair Terry Nalamathu. And then, of course, the disclaimer they must put on here. This endorsement is issued in a personal capacity, not in any official capacity relating to the Oakland County Republican Party. And then they put together a statement. This is a meme picture. Perry Johnson doesn't just have the opportunity to win the governor's race. He has the opportunity to lift every Republican running alongside him. This post was reposted 104 times, has 199 likes, and has been seen by over 19,000 people that have viewed this post on Vance Patrick's personal X account. Got a very simple question. When have you guys ever seen a campaign website or a candidate running for statewide office? There's only a few. You have governors, U.S. Senate candidates, attorney generals, secretary of state. These judges running for the Supreme Court, they're the only statewide offices we have ever seen in our state elections. Name me one other candidate that has ever put up a campaign website without a donation button. I can't think of one. Mike Rogers, go to his campaign website for U.S. Senate. There's a donate button. I guarantee that after the August 22nd state convention, Anthony Ferlini running for Secretary of State will have a donate button. After that same convention, August 22nd, Soaring Eagle, Mount Pleasant, Doug Lloyd running for Attorney General will have a donate button. I guarantee, absolutely guarantee, every candidate running statewide, the judges, all of them, will have a donate button except for our governor candidate, Perry Johnson. Perry has said time and time again, he said it on this show when I interviewed him on March 5th, I don't want your money. I want you to keep your money. I will fund my campaign to be your next governor. And when I'm elected, Perry Johnson's only going to take $1 as a salary. Much like our president, Donald Trump, Perry Johnson will not accept a paycheck to be our governor. He is going to serve as our governor as a volunteer. Constitutionally, I asked him about this off the record at an event. I said, what is the constitutionality of you doing that? He said, Randy, I have to take $1. I can donate my salary back to the state of Michigan's general fund. I can give the taxpayers the money back to pay the budget for the state government, and therefore we can do a mega audit, reduce the cost to run every single bureaucratic agency and department, and pass the savings on to the people, starting with eliminating completely the income tax. Now, his opponent, John James, has called that idea stupid. Well, your idea, John, of reducing it by 1% from 4.25 to 3.25, that's a stupid idea. Eliminating it completely puts money back in people's pockets. Number one, the people who are already here, you get a raise in your paycheck every Friday. It doesn't come from your employer. It comes from Governor Perry Johnson and the Republicans in the House and the Senate that are going to have to pass it and make it law. Seniors, very simple. If you're on Medicare, Perry Johnson is going to eliminate your property taxes. He's already got the idea all worked out, knows exactly how he's going to do it. And when he gets done doing that and more people start moving back to this state, especially seniors, no state income tax, no property tax. Oh, yeah, we're buying a summer home in Michigan. Reverse migration. People from Florida will be flocking back to buying homes here in Michigan, not New York, Michigan. Final segment, we'll wrap this up. Hour number one, we'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me.
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson. And I approve this message, paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com. Click on events and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. I'm going to wrap this up with a statement that former Detroit mayor, Democrat, Kwame Kilpatrick put out about what John James said on the debate stage when they finally appeared together, not once but twice. John James spoke about his parents, grandparents, great-grandparents growing up in the South in the Jim Crow era, claiming that his family history was back in the day when black people were lynched for being black. That's the bottom line. The only justification for their lynching was the fact that they were black, the color of their skin. What you just heard in Perry Johnson's commercial, those words spoken in that Perry Johnson commercial of John James, he said on the debate stage. Going on an attack against Perry Johnson's age, because basically he's the same age as our president, Donald Trump. Actually, kind of ironic, same age as my wife, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. Attacking him, stating that he was born back during a time when black people were bought and sold. And claims and said on the debate stage in that ad you just heard by Perry Johnson's campaign that he can't be bought by anybody. Nobody owns me. Well, Democrat Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick responded. He's out of politics, convicted felon, paying back restitution to the city of Detroit, said publicly, and I have the video clip of it, John James is using the race card for votes. Kwame Kilpatrick, mayor of Detroit, said in this clip I have, he has relatives that are still alive in their 80s, uncles that are 85, 87, 89 years old that can actually tell stories about family members of the Kilpatrick family being lynched in the South simply because they were black. Kwame Kilpatrick questioned whether John James' family tree, family history, actually had those same events happen to them, and said that he found it somewhat disgusting that John James, allegedly a Republican, would be playing the race card for votes. He said, I don't know if what he said is true or not, but he has to be very careful, because much like military stolen valor, black people do not appreciate stolen racism. Guys in the military claim that they did this or that or whatever, or that some politicians had ran in the past claiming they served in the military when in fact they never did. That's stolen valor. Mayor of Detroit, former Mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, called it stolen racism, is what he thinks John James may be doing. And if he's going to play the race card to win on August 4th in the Republican Party, do you honestly think he's not going to use it against Jocelyn Benson on November 3rd in the general election? It was a winning formula for him on August 4th. He'll continue to do it. And he's going to use the race card against a white, blonde woman on a debate stage? Again, playing politics with racism. I got a very simple question for you folks. Who does that the majority of the time? Republicans or Democrats? In general, across the country, nationally, maybe even the state of Michigan, other states, who uses the race card the most? The Democrats. Some being white, some being black. Democrats use the race card more than Republicans. And for the facts, for the history, the real history, a Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, abolished slavery when he was president of the United States. It was Republicans in Washington, D.C. in the 1960s that voted for black minorities to be able to have more rights, including the right to vote. It wasn't the Democrat Party that did it. It was the Republicans in Washington forcing the racist president, Democrat Lyndon Baines Johnson, to sign the Civil Rights Act. Republicans did that. We knew the sin of slavery. Blood was spilt. God forgave our country, and we moved forward. But yet we have a Republican black candidate using racism in this election to get elected. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions.